From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A new generation of fighter jets was deemed ready for combat today by the head of the U.S. Marine Corps. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the F-35B's approval marks a milestone for a plane that's been plagued by cost overruns and operational difficulties.
The F-35B is the first of the new multipurpose stealth fighters to be declared ready for duty. In a statement, Marine Commandant General Joseph Dunford said 7 weeks of testing the plane, which has a short takeoff and lands like a helicopter, proved it ready for worldwide deployment. Each one of the 10 planes that will be put into service costs around $140 million. Variations of the fighter jet are being developed for other branches of the military, and many are to be sold to allies abroad. The plane is built by Lockheed Martin. It's to replace a number of other aircraft in a program that's costing nearly $400 billion. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama said today Congress cannot, in his words, keep funding highway and transit projects by the seat of our pants. It needs to come up with a better way. The president's remarks came as he signed a 3-month bill to keep transportation dollars flowing to those states. The patch, the 34th short-term transportation measure put in place since 2009. Senate passed the measure yesterday, just a day ahead of a deadline. The Senate also passed a long-term transportation bill. In essence, will set up further discussions with the House this fall on future transportation policy. The U.S. Coast Guard now says it is suspending the search for two missing 14-year-old boaters from Jupiter, Florida. The boys have been missing for a week. WLRN's Nadege Green reports the active search for them will end at sunset.
Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor said the decision to end the search for Austin Stefanos and Perry Cohen was gut-wrenching. The two 14-year-olds left their hometown, Jupiter, Florida, on a boat that was later found capsized.
It's just this one, I think, hit home a little bit more because of the age group. They're two young kids.
Fedora said the Coast Guard took into account several factors before deciding to suspend the search, including the boys' ages and how long someone can survive in open water.
We searched past what our models told us to do. We all want to express our heartfelt condolences to the families.
Search and rescue crews searched 50,000 nautical square miles looking for the boys. For NPR News, I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
The World Trade Organization is taking China to task, accusing the country of breaking global trade rules by continuing to impose duties on specialty steel imports. That's despite a WTO ruling. The decision announced today was a victory for the U.S. and for steelmakers like AK Steel and Allegheny Ludlum. They've been fighting to get into the Chinese marketplace. On Wall Street, stocks bounced between gains and losses on the final trading session of the week. The Dow was down 55 points to close at 17,690. The NASDAQ closed down half a point. The S&P 500 was down 4 points. You're listening to NPR. A relatively clean bill of health for Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. Clinton's physician describing her as being in, quote, excellent physical condition and fit to serve as president of the United States. The Clinton campaign released a letter from her doctor today. It addresses, among other things, a 2012 concussion she sustained after fainting, saying it had no lasting effects. Clinton is the first of the 2016 presidential hopefuls to release a detailed health report. German authorities will not prosecute a retired Minnesota carpenter accused of being a former commander in an SS-led unit during World War II. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin. The prosecutor says the 96-year-old man is not fit to stand trial.
The Munich prosecutor says he decided to shelve his investigation into Michael Karkok based on comprehensive medical documentation from the U.S. geriatric hospital where he's being treated. Karkok is accused of commanding a unit in the SS-led Ukrainian Self-Defense Legion, which burned villages with women and children during World War II. He's also accused of lying to American immigration officials to get into the U.S. after the war. Karkok's family denies he was involved in any war crimes. The case is the third shelved by German prosecutors in as many months for former Nazi defendants in their mid-90s who were deemed unfit to stand trial. Such cases can be reopened if circumstances change. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
A skydiving record today in the skies above central Illinois. An international team of 164 divers flying head down at speeds of up to 240 miles an hour created the largest ever vertical skydiving formation. It lasted, though, for just a matter of seconds before the jumpers had to break away. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.